Ever wonder why that strawberry milkshake tastes nothing like actual strawberries? Here's why. It contains 63 different chemical compounds designed to mimic a flavor that nature created with just one ingredient. Welcome to the modern food system, where nothing is quite what it seems. We live in an era when food labels lie, marketing claims mislead, and ingredients hide behind 50 different names. The average person now consumes 5 times more artificial food dye than their grandparents did, ingests preservatives banned in European cat food, and eats natural flavors derived from sources ranging from wood pulp to cow manure. This isn't fear-mongering. It's the reality of how food gets made in America. Understanding what's actually in our food isn't about perfection or purity. It's about making informed choices in a system designed to keep us confused. When Abraham Lincoln established the USDA in 1862, food safety wasn't even on the radar. For decades, manufacturers freely added formaldehyde and borax to food as preservatives without considering whether people might, you know, get sick. The 1906 Pure Food and Drug Act finally prohibited poisonous colorings, but it lacked any requirement for pre-market testing. Fast forward to 1958, when the Food Additives Amendment supposedly required safety proof before use. Sounds reassuring, right? Except there's a massive loophole. Ingredients classified as generally recognized as safe, GRAS, bypass FDA approval entirely. Companies essentially police themselves, determining whether their own products are safe based on limited studies or simply historical use. This explains why propylene glycol, banned in European foods and even cat food, remains perfectly legal in American human food. The regulatory system isn't protecting us, it's protecting corporate interests, while we unknowingly consume chemicals that haven't been rigorously tested for long-term human consumption. Traditional preservation methods, drying, smoking, fermenting, salting, served humans well for millennia. Modern manufacturers opted for chemical preservatives because they're cheaper and maintain appearance longer, regardless of actual freshness. These fall into antimicrobials, preventing mold, and antioxidants, preventing spoilage. Sodium benzoate, used in juices and sodas for over a century, forms benzene, a carcinogen, when combined with vitamin C. Despite a 2006 lawsuit forcing reformulation, it remains legal. Potassium sorbate, marketed as safer, damaged human DNA in white blood cells in a 2010 study. Sulfites trigger reactions from sneezing to anaphylaxis in sensitive individuals, yet regulations stay weak. Most troubling are sodium nitrates and nitrites in processed meats. When combined with proteins, they form nitrosamines linked to colorectal cancer. Safer alternatives exist. Vitamin C derivatives, vitamin E, and citric acid preserve food without cancer risk. The choice seems obvious, yet supermarket shelves remain dominated by cheaper, more dangerous options. When food gets processed, it loses all natural flavor. Enter the flavorists, chemists in New Jersey laboratories creating proprietary formulas to make processed food taste like something. That natural flavor on your ingredient label, it typically contains over 20 compounds from unspecified sources, protected by what amounts to a Processed Food Privacy Act. Here's the kicker. There's virtually no difference between natural and artificial flavors. Both are made in labs by the same chemists. The only distinction is source material. Natural flavors come from plant or animal materials, like vanilla beans, while artificial flavors derive from synthetic chemicals. One researcher even won an Ig Nobel Prize for extracting vanillin from cow feces. As for MSG, despite being used for over a century, it causes headaches, chest pain, breathing difficulties, and nausea in sensitive individuals. The Mayo Clinic acknowledges numerous adverse reactions, yet large-scale safety data remains absent. Your best defense? Look for products listing specific ingredients, like strawberry juice or pure vanilla extract, rather than the vague, natural flavors that could mean literally anything. Americans now consume 5 times more artificial food dye than in 1955. These petroleum-derived chemicals are cheaper, brighter, and more stable than natural alternatives. They compensate for color loss during processing or make bland products look appealing. After children were sickened by Orange No. 1 in 1950, the FDA established regulations in 1960, yet concerns persist. Many dyes have been banned due to adverse effects in lab animals. In 2008, European authorities required warning labels on dye-containing foods, prompting companies to switch to natural colorings in Europe while continuing to use synthetics in America. Why? Weaker American regulations. Health risks include carcinogenicity, dyes contain benzidine, a known carcinogen, genotoxicity, yellow number 5 showed DNA damage in 6 of 11 studies, and neurotoxicity. Multiple studies link dyes to hyperactivity in children. The same companies selling dye-free products in London sell artificially colored versions in Los Angeles. Natural alternatives abound. Berries, beets, annatto, paprika, and pureed spinach add nutrition along with color. Artificial sweeteners were discovered in 1878 when a researcher accidentally tasted coal tar derivative on his hand, leading to saccharin. These substances are 30 to 8,000 times sweeter than sugar, yet their history is troubling. Saccharin was banned in 1908, returned during wartime shortages, got linked to bladder cancer in rats, faced another attempted ban, then received warning labels that were eventually removed despite remaining on the EPA's concern list. Aspartame was approved in 1981, despite protests from scientists whose research showed it destroyed nerve cells in mice brains. Later studies found rats exposed to aspartame developed lymphomas, leukemias, and tumors, findings dismissed by the FDA as flawed. Sucralose is made by reacting sugar with chlorine. A 2012 study found it caused leukemia in mice. Beyond cancer concerns, these hyper-intense sweeteners may overstimulate sugar receptors, making natural fruits less appealing and vegetables unpalatable. Complete avoidance of artificial sweeteners is the wisest choice. For those monitoring blood sugar, food combination works better. Pair sugar with fat or protein to slow metabolism. Replace sugar-free, fat-free yogurt with plain yogurt topped with honey or maple syrup and nuts, a more wholesome choice that actually tastes like food. In a food system designed to confuse, knowledge becomes your most powerful tool. Start with a pantry rehab. Identify the grim reapers, products with harmful additives. Recognize the keepers, genuinely wholesome foods, and create realistic replacements. Master label reading. Choose products with 5 to 7 ingredients maximum, avoid sugar in the top 3 ingredients, and be skeptical of unregulated natural claims. Shop the supermarket perimeter first, where fresh foods live, and use apps like EWG's Food Database and the Non-GMO Project's Shopping Guide for informed choices. Get your family on board through supermarket scavenger hunts, taste tests comparing conventional and healthier options, and cooking together. Remember that realistic goals trump perfection. Even cooking once or twice weekly makes a significant difference. The slower you go, the faster you get there. By taking control of what enters your body, you reclaim power in a system profiting from your confusion. Every conscious choice at the grocery store is a vote for the food system you want to support. Your fork is your ballot. Use it wisely.